Just leave your darling mama, good ears on a trip. Lean back and stay a while, mama, good ears on a trip.
Morgan here at 8 minutes after the hour, weighing in at about 185. You know how a ball player wins his own Battle of the Bulge? Kind of interesting, the things that motivate him. Joe Garagiola will be talking about that very shortly.
Why don't you stop and think it over before you say it's over because it'll never be over for me. Why don't you stop and think it over before you say it's over because it'll never be over for me. Think of all the happy times we knew, all the memories I shared with you. Why don't you stop and think it over before you say it's over because it'll never be over for me. Don't walk out the door and say goodbye. Isn't what we had worth one more try?
Why don't you stop? Think it over before you say it's over because it'll never be over for me.
I just don't know what I would do, darling, without you. What a cold and lonely place this world would be. If you leave me now, you hurt me so.
And that, of course, was Mr. C. Now, a message meant for you.
Put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne. Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne.
Sparkling champagne is like nothing else you ever tasted except champagne. Champagne, C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Sparkling champagne. Buy it wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. Sparkling champagne malt liquor. Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola. Brought to you by Orlon 33 Acrylic, the DuPont carpet fiber that never gets tired, and Mohawk Carpets.
They say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. The way to his stomach may be through his wallet. And I'll be back to discuss that theory. But first, some carpet talk. I want to tell you about this new carpet we got. It's called Mohawk Mode, made with pile of lively Orlon 33 acrylic by DuPont. You know, we went out and looked at all kinds of carpets, from bargain-priced to really expensive, and we agreed that Mode was the best buy. Orlon 33 makes it super springy, and it stays that way no matter how long you and the kids tromp around on it.
Springier, fancier, it's the carpet fiber that's lovelier.
Oh, yes. One thing more about Mohawk Mode made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic. You can cover a whole room for about $200, complete. Since we put Mode in our house, it's hard to keep our shoes on.
Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
1967 is really a brand new year for Pete Ramos. The uniform is new. Although he qualifies as an expert on being traded, this is his first stop in the National League. So the league is new for him, too. But if you've watched Ramos over the years, The biggest surprise is his brand-new waistline. In these days when so many players like to wear tight-fitting uniforms, Ramos always wore his kind of loose. And the reason was simple. He wasn't too anxious to call attention to that waistline. Pete wasn't what you'd call roly-poly fat, but he was overweight, and that's for sure. Look at Ramos now, though, and you'll see that the waistline has just about disappeared. It's a thing you have to ask about. After all, a lot of managers have tried to slim Ramos down, so you can't help wondering how Gene Mauch accomplished it. And Ramos gives a very simple answer. He came by way of the wallet. He put me on a scale during spring training, and the needle pointed to 198. He pointed to where it said 183, and then said, "You've got until April 20th. If you don't do it, it's going to cost you $1,000. Ramos did it. Losing weight is a problem for a lot of people, but ballplayers have found that they get a little help with the problem that the ordinary man doesn't get. The player's contract says that he has to be in shape, and when the manager thinks he isn't, the conversation gets around to the subject of fines. When the Pittsburgh Pirates reported to spring training this year, the bosses took one look at outfielder Willie Stargell and decided right then to take some of his money. Then he was told that he had until opening day to get down to 215 pounds. On opening day, Stargell got on the scale again. The needle stopped at 221. And there went some more of Willie's money. Big Frank Howard tells about the Gil Hodges diet. It was the last day of the 1965 season, and manager Hodges called Howard into his office. And here's the way Howard describes it. Hodges said to me, "What do you think is your best playing weight?" And I told him about 235. He told me that I was to report next spring weighing 235, or he would fine me $10 for every pound over that. But just as I got to the door, Gil said six words and changed my mind pretty fast. The six words were, $10 per pound per day. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports, and now this for Vigoro.
When the green in your grass is gone, and you gotta make it shape up, make it wake up with the bold green vigor of Vigoro. The bold green vigor of Vigoro.
You bet. And the answer is simple. Every Vigoro product is tailor-made for the area where it's sold. That's the secret behind the bold green vigor of Vigoro. Vigoro for goof-proof lawn foods. You sure ought to try them.
Joe Garagiola will be back tonight on Monitor. During the week, catch his sports show on NBC Radio. At 16 minutes past the hour, you are on the Monitor Beacon.
Now at the Macy's near you, Macy's famous white sale. Big values in sheets, blankets, bedding accessories, towels. Just listen. $11 to $40 a dozen off the first quality prices on famous make white percale sheets. $120,000 worth of Macy's own muslin and percale sheets on sale, including permanent press Super Macy sheets. And every spring-made sheet at Macy's on sale. Towels on sale. 23% off regular prices on Fieldcrest Velour bath towels. $12 off a dozen Martex bath towels. 41% less than first quality prices on J.P. Stevens towels. And listen, tomorrow every Serene 412 7 polyester pillow at Macy's on sale. $30,000 of Mayflower cotton mattress pads. $10,000 of Pliss blankets and quilt covers on sale. Buy now, pay later. Don't miss this unusual May white sale at the Macy's near you tomorrow.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of people.
In about 4 minutes, our Monitor guest will be one of the stars of Cabaret, this year's winner of the Tony Award for the Best Broadway Musical, Joel Grey, and he won a Tony, too, for Best Supporting Actor in a Musical. And yet he doesn't speak a single line of dialogue in the show. Joel does a lot of other things, though. For example, this is one of his big songs, Willkommen.
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Fremde, étranger, stranger. Je suis enchanté, happy to see you, bleibe, reste, stay. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. your cabaret to cabaret. Welcome and bienvenue. Welcome.
Welcome.
Friends, étrangers, strangers.
Strangers.
Le prix, tu sais, je suis enchanté. Happy to see you. Bleibe, reste, stay. I'm singing. Welcome and welcome
in cabaret, oh cabaret, to cabaret.
Welcome and bienvenue, welcome.
Welcome and bienvenue, welcome.
Rente, étranger, stranger.
Rente, étranger, stranger.
Stay with me.
Someone asked me a very silly question the other day. He said, Edie, you know a lot about Plymouth. Could you explain Barracuda's torsion bar suspension? Why, sure, I said. Torsion bars bar, that is, prevent. You know, all those little torsions from, well, they help take the lumps out of the road.
Let's sum it up this way, Edie. With torsion bar suspension, a Barracuda doesn't corner, it carves. And that's what makes Barracuda a sports car, especially with optional power up to a 383 cubic inch V8. Drive a wild new Barracuda soon.
Plymouth is out to win you over this year. Follow your heart to your Plymouth dealer today.
See your Plymouth dealer for a wild Barracuda. During his big bonus sale, you'll fall in love with the car and the winning deals. Drop by today. You know, when a show on Broadway is a hit, you can't get tickets. The only way I can think of to get a ticket is to get one of the stars in for an interview and get his house seats. We have with us Joel Grey, who just found out that I expect house seats for Cabaret, what you call a hot ticket on Broadway. Joel won this year's Tony Award as the best supporting actor in a Broadway musical. And Joel has said that he doesn't like to explain the character he plays because it might interfere with somebody's imagination. For those who haven't seen the show, a brief description. In it, Joel Grey is a pasty-faced, hollow-eyed, maroon-lipped master of ceremonies in a Berlin nightclub in 1930. Something that we might describe as the embodiment of depravity during the dawn of the Third Reich.
They couldn't be talking about me.
This is what other people say.
I'm a fine, young, upstanding American citizen.
Ain't no question. Ain't no question that you did this thing so marvelously that, for one thing, I can't get to see it.
Well, you will.
Oh, that's all I care to accomplish. Thank you very much, Joel Grey.
Good night, folks.
What a lovely interview. Tell a little about Cabaret. Listen, you know what's fascinating to me? If it's true, I heard that the producer cast you before he had a play. He had a sort of a nebulous idea in mind and thought you were it.
That's true. When they began exploring the way to do I Am a Camera as a musical, Hal Prince had an idea in this Berlin nightclub when it was a more realistic approach to the material. And in the involvement and the work, way before we even went into rehearsal, he decided that it would be better to intersperse the evening with this and have the two lives going on. In other words, the cabaret life and the realistic life.
And you interweave.
Yes.
One of my favorite topics is the fact that I don't know of anybody who ever was an overnight sensation. Now, all across the states, people like to think that, boy,
You can just hit it if you have one little break.
And then I got involved in nightclubs and cafe circuits all over the country, which didn't seem to be my bag or what I wanted to do. And I got an ulcer and I got out. I went back to the theater, which was always my first love and real commitment. And I went to study again, and I had to kind of redirect people's thinking about me, not as a nightclub comic, but as a serious actor, and that took a long time.
How long?
I'd say about 7, 8 years.
Uh-huh. How old were you when you got an ulcer?
19.
Oh, my. Oh, my. You really didn't like working clubs, did you?
I really didn't like it.
I can understand why. Well, you feel very strongly, obviously, about theater. Do you feel very strongly about anything else?
Strangely enough, it's hard for me to talk a great deal about other things right now, but because my life is so full and full-time about what I'm doing right now.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of, for a while, almost everything else has taken a back seat.
Yeah.
In my head.
Yeah. All right, now how long have you been playing cabaret?
I guess about 6 months.
6 months, and you still feel that much involved in it?
Yes, I am.
And every time you come to the theater, it's a new experience?
Yes.
More or less.
The only time that it's difficult is if I'm physically tired, which is rarely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You will remember about the house seats.
Yes, I will.
Because a commitment like this, I gotta see. We've been talking with Joel Grey, who won the 1967 Tony Award as the best supporting actor in a Broadway musical. His performance in Cabaret, for which he is now given star billing, has been called imaginative, electrifying, a tour de force. I'd better stop talking. The only way I can stop is if bells ring and a cannon is fired. Thank you very much, Joel.
Good to see you, Henry.
Mrs. Burke?
Yeah?
You will keep that dog in, won't you?
Depends. What are you selling?
Well, I'm doing a survey, Mrs. Burke, about your husband's Cub Cadet tractor.
It's my cadet. Look, I'm busy. Shut up, update!
You know, we say the cadet is no toy, but a tractor. Built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
Yeah, it's not bad. At least it don't fall apart. Look, I got no time.
But don't you find you have more time now? More time for yourself with cadets zipping through your yard and garden work. What do you do? You know, what's your hobby?
I raise dogs. Big ones to chase nosy survey men. Go get him, puppy!
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer, you'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for operator 25. Generation with miniskirts in Moscow. A recent visitor to the Soviet Union reports that the women there don't wear miniskirts, but they are fond of American hairstyles. They've just caught up with the beehive. Too bad. But then they only have to pay about 50 cents to get their hair set. I'd pay a girl 50 cents not to get a beehive. Monitor continues momentarily. That's in rubles, of course. Our NBC station in Davenport, Iowa, WOC, serves the Quad Cities area. Monitor.
companion listening for people on the go on the NBC Radio Network.
How'd you like to double your pleasure today? Yes, you can, because it's double burger time at Wetson's, the hamburger drive-in restaurant. And here's how. Go to Wetson's today and ask for Wetson's double burger. That's two delicious burgers on one toasted hamburger roll. A man-sized meal in itself, and the discount prices no less. Mmm, love that hamburger. And listen to this. Wetson's uses only U.S. government-inspected all beef in their hamburgers. What a delicious treat. And it's garnished to a taste-tingling perfection. Mmm, love that hamburger. And the price of Wetson's regular hamburger is still only 15 cents. Don't forget, it's double burger time at Wetson's. Double your pleasure today. Mmm, love that Wetson's. In the Bronx, New York, there's a Wetson's located on Boston Road between Eastchester and Baychester Avenues. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book. Degrees and sunny in Big Town. The big voice of Big Town, USA, WNBC, New York.
These are the Trumpets Ole, the tune, Call Me.
Glumping along. Any of you ladies ever thought about going sports fishing? I'll tell you one lady who has and does, Frances Langford. She'd almost rather fish than sing. Frances tells a fine story about the big one that got away. You'll hear it in a couple of minutes or so. First, we have Buddy Greco.
There she goes. She's walking away. Each step that she takes brings heartaches my way. He's won her heart, I lost her some way. There she goes, she's walking away. Oh, if I hadn't cheated, and if I hadn't lied, I'd be the one who's walking by the side. I love her still, and I guess that it shows. She's walking away. Well, there she goes. that it shows. She's walking away. Oh, there she goes. Oh, there she goes. There she goes.
Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson. Brought to you by DuPont Stren, fluorescent monofilament fishing line. You see it, fish miss it. Lindsay?
Coming up, Frances Langford to sing the glories of fishing. You'll hear from her in 1 minute. First, a few words from my fishing buddy, Gene Shepherd.
You know, most fishermen spend practically all their time thinking about the different kind of lures they're going to use for various types of fish, pickerel, smallmouth, largemouth, walleyes, and very few of them actually give much thought to the line that is attached to that lure. And let me tell you, a bad line on a good lure is bad news, whereas a good line on a good lure almost invariably means what fish there are in those waters. And if you've been doing a lot of fishing lately and having a lot of bad luck, why don't you try a change of line? I think you may find it interesting, particularly if you try Stren by DuPont. Because Stren is one of the finest fishing lines ever fashioned by man. It's fluorescent. The fish can hardly see it. You can see it totally. Gives you control. Gives you workability. And tensile strength. Stren by DuPont. The best.
The name Frances Langford is synonymous with singing. But her marriage name, Mrs. Ralph Evinrude, is synonymous with boats and motors, which in turn are synonymous with fishing. So here she is, Frances Langford, to talk about fishing. Welcome to Monitor, Frances.
Thank you very much, Lindsay.
For a starter, what kind of a boat do you and your husband own?
For traveling around, mm-hmm. we have a cruiser-type boat. It's diesel, and it's 108 feet long. It's a seagoing boat.
That would seem to me to be a little large for fishing. Do you also use... Well, shall we say a family-sized outboard on occasion?
You bet your life. We do an awful lot of fishing in the outboards. In fact, most of our fishing is done in outboards.
What are the outstanding places in and around the United States that you and Ralph have fished?
We have our favorite spot in Canada, up in Georgian Bay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going up there this summer. We go up the Inland Waterway through the Erie Canal up into the Great Lakes and then up to Canada. And there's a wonderful little fishing hole up there for bass and all kinds of stuff.
Marvelous. I ask every guest on Monitor Goes Fishing to tell a fish story. Until now, all of the guests have been men, so of course all the stories have been truthful. Now I'll ask you, our first feminine guest, what's your favorite fish story?
Well, mine is truthful.
All right.
But you probably won't believe it. You know, all fish stories are like that.
Of course.
But I was fishing... We were over in at Cat Cay in the Bahamas, mm-hmm. and there was a tournament on for bluefin tuna, but I wasn't in the tournament. I didn't feel that I was capable at that time to fish along with big fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went out to fish, and I caught a tuna, a bluefin tuna, and I had him on almost an hour and a half. Got him right up to the stern of the boat,
mm-hmm.
and three of the biggest sharks you ever saw came in and ate him right in front of our faces. From his head down to his tail, they just cleaned the backbone, you know.
Yes.
And my husband said, bring that fish aboard, mess and all, you know.
Yes.
He said, I want to save that head and have it mounted. Well, it's a hideous-looking thing. So we took it in to where they bring all the tournament fish in, and they weighed the head and measured the fish and everything. And they said it would have run over 750 pounds.
Oh, boy.
You see, if the sharks hadn't have bothered him, I would have had the world's record for a woman.
No question about that. That is really the story of the one
something?
That got away, isn't it?
But my husband, Ralph, has this thing mounted over our bar at home, and it's a hideous thing. And he's got it fixed where a light goes on in the eye, you know, and
yes.
he winks at you all the time.
Yes.
He's got a microphone in the mouth, and he plays my record through this fish. Horrible. You can see what he thinks of me.
I think it's marvelous. Thank you, Frances Langford Evinrude. This is Lindsay Nelson. Now a word for fishermen about DuPont Stren line.
Want smooth, accurate casting? With a fishing line that's almost impossible for fish to see? Get Stren, fluorescent monofilament by DuPont. Stren is limp, flows easily off your reel, yet has low stretch. It's strong and abrasion resistant. It has outstanding knot strength and impact resistance. And because it glows soft blue, Stren is easy for you to see. But to the fish, it blends in with the color of the sky, almost invisible. Buy Stren fluorescent fishing line wherever fine sporting goods are sold. Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson will be heard again next weekend. Brought to you by DuPont Stren. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
The Come Alive sound on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
Now at the Macy's near you, Macy's famous white sale. Big values in sheets, blankets, bedding accessories, towels. Just listen. $11 to $40 a dozen off first quality prices on famous make white percale sheets. $120,000 worth of Macy's own muslin and percale sheets on sale, including permanent press Super Macy sheets and every spring-made sheet at Macy's on sale. Towels on sale. 23% off regular prices on Fieldcrest velour bath towels. $12 a dozen off Martex bath towels. 41% less than first quality prices on J.P. Stevens towels. And listen, tomorrow every Serene Fortrell 7 polyester pillow at Macy's on sale. $30,000 of Mayflower cotton mattress pads. $10,000 of Plissé blankets and quilt covers on sale. Buy now, pay later. Don't miss this unusual May white sale at the Macy's near you tomorrow.
16 minutes before the hour, Buddy Rich and his band play our song. What it is the Monitor theme.
Mr. Leonard?
Yes?
I'm from International Harvester, doing a survey of Cub Cadet tractor owners.
Come in, dear boy. That cadet's a jewel. Not a toy, but a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Right, and it gives you lots more free time, right?
Oh, indeed. Mows, tows, works my garden. I have the large one, you know. 12 horsepower.
Good. What do you do with all your extra free time, Mr. Leonard?
You may have noticed it's frightfully warm in here.
Yeah?
That's because I raise tropical plants. Like this lovely brute.
Beautiful. What's it called?
I call him Manny. Not too close there, Mr. Surveyman. Oh, Manny. You know gulping your food gives you indigestion.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an International rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union. Ask for operator 25. Big beat from Brazil. Sergio Mendes plays Night and Day.
Night and day, I don't know why you have the love.
reporters ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events in other countries. In 1 minute, a report from Saigon on the most pressing problem currently in the Vietnam War. That report brought to you by the entire family of Winn's products that keep your car going strong.
Today's special concert of the Winn Oil Company Chorale, under the direction of John Philip Azusa, features the celebrated dramatic soprano, Mrs. Miller. Now, Mr. Keenan Winn.
Winn!
Thank you. On behalf of Winn's famous friction proofing, Winn's engine tune-up, Winn's new charge, and all the products made to keep your car going strong by the Winn Oil Company people of Azusa, to whom I am not related, I take pride in presenting the inimitable, the incomparable, the magnificent voice of Mrs. Miller.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, Mr. Winn.
Yes?
I should like to dedicate my next selection to your wonderful relatives in Azusa.
Oh, no!
Now, Charles Murphy, NBC News, Saigon.
The most pressing military concern in Vietnam right now is the struggle for control of Vietnam's two northernmost provinces. American sources in Saigon confirm that the military campaign in the Delta, which has never really gotten underway on any important scale, is being slowed by what's happening on the opposite end of Vietnam, in the two provinces just below the demilitarized zone. Americans here say they would not be surprised if the North Vietnamese Army attempted a major offensive in that area this summer. In fact, they suspect the North Vietnamese are setting up logistics for such an attack now. The sending of American reinforcements into the First Corps area following the enemy attack on Quang Tri City more than 2 weeks ago has not only slowed down the effort in the Delta, but it has affected the war elsewhere. The communists have exploited the Quang Tri City attack for all it's worth psychologically. Ever since the attack, rumors have circulated that the Americans are not capable of protecting the population of these two provinces. They have also spread rumors that a deal is underway to trade off these provinces to North Vietnam. The South Vietnamese government's proposal to evacuate several thousand residents from below the DMZ is also creating concern among the people. The Americans say they are not worried about dealing with the North Vietnamese or Viet Cong offensive in the area. They say they can repel that. But they are worried about these quick, dramatic strokes like the one at Quang Tri City. The enemy is capable of conducting other raids like this and may well be planning them to keep the population off balance. Just by threatening an offensive, the enemy has slowed down the military campaign in the Delta, where everyone believes the war eventually will be won or lost. And this has bought them time, and the communists believe that time is on their side. Charles Murphy, NBC News, Saigon.
Ring around the world. Another monitor close-up of people and events in other countries.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick? A brand new Buick? Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick?
Wouldn't you really rather drive a bargain right now? The time couldn't be better. During Buick Bargain Days, your Buick dealer is offering a Buick LeSabre four-door sedan equipped with white sidewalls, deluxe wheel covers, custom trim moldings, and remote control outside mirror at bargain savings. If your preference runs to something else, he has specially equipped Buicks for every taste. From the exciting LeSabre four-door hardtop and the road-loving Skylark Sport Coupe to the bargain-equipped special deluxe four-door sedan. All at bargain savings during Buick Bargain Days. Drive a bargain today. Buick.
Have you heard? Have you heard? No joke, folks. That's the name of this here tune by Pat Boone, and it's new.
Have you heard what they're saying? She walked out there. Just a while.
his lips wear a frown where there once was a smile. Friends have told him she was the kind who would probably leave him. But I guess he was so
traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
Think about air conditioning your entire home with Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. You'll keep cool and won't have to put up with so much humidity, dust, dirt, and noise. Check with your Bryant dealer for more information on Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. We call it Quiet Line because it really is.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, see the yellow pages for the Bryant dealer nearest you.
Pineapple Market by Billy Vaughn. A man named Smith Reardon, who's president of the Keep America Beautiful Project, made this comment on the litter problem the other day. A few years ago, a Russian leader threatened to bury us, but there's the ever-present danger that we will bury ourselves. If you're driving today, remember the words of Mr. Reardon. Try not to litter the streets and highways. After all, you have to look at them too. News next. This is Morgan.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor.